metal.
Yep, moving metal. Have you heard that term before, Todd?
Yes.
And that's what you do for a living, isn't it?
Yeah.
You move metal. It's the Ask a Car Dealer podcast here at Gary Crosley Ford with the general sales manager, Todd Gentry. Welcome back, man.
Thank you for having me, Joey.
I'm weird when it comes to this broadcasting stuff because here I'm like doubting myself because I just mentioned what the name of the podcast was and what your name is, but yet that's people are actually clicking on this stuff. So they know what it is before they start listening. So I don't need to remind them of what it is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
I'm in that age group where I'm still stuck in old traditional values when it comes to things, right? And that's one of them. We're moving so fast in technology and all that, and not only in the marketing side or in podcasts, but also in vehicles.
Yeah.
You are a older millennial, I say, right?
Yeah.
You've been around vehicles. Probably, you said you grew up. You're a farm guy, right? You're a farm guy.
Yep.
Farm kid.
Yep.
So you grew up around trucks and probably old trucks and
old tractors. Yeah.
I'm leaning into because you just purchased your own personal vehicle.
I did.
What'd you? You 79?
Yeah, it's a 79 F100 with 76 trim. So
what's that mean? A 76 year trim?
Yeah. So the grill, bumpers, side trim, all that stuff is changed from the 79 to look like a 76. So it's got the round headlights instead of the square headlights that the 78s and 79s had.
So I would never ever notice that. I would never know, but you know.
Yeah.
And you found it through eBay?
No, I stumbled upon it in the F100 group on Facebook. A guy had put on there any short beds for sale. And I started scrolling through the comments, you know, because I'm a short bed guy. I've got a Dodge D100
too.
Short
bed means what?
I'm a truck guy, right? So it's a single cab short bed pickup as opposed to a single cab long bed. You know, it's just got that little shorter, stockier kind of stance, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I like hot rods. And I was scrolling down through there and I saw this truck and it had drag radials on the back. It was black. I've always wanted, for the past 15 years, I've wanted this exact truck.
This is the one you've wanted.
Yeah, this is the one I've wanted. With the except the motor's a little bit more aggressive than what I had originally envisioned, but that's okay. You know, a little more horsepower never hurt anybody.
Are there franchise dealerships similar to Gary Crosley Ford? And include Gary Crosley Ford in this answer. Do we sell hot rods here, or you know, modified older vehicles?
Absolutely,
we do.
We will. You know, it's not something that we do a lot of right now, but absolutely, we.
And you have in the past.
Yeah, we've sold some pretty cool cars here in the past, you know, different older trade-ins and stuff that we've taken in and sold them. So
is it something to focus on, or is it just something that you happen to take in on trades? Like we focus on used cars, right? We focus on new cars.
Yeah.
Is it something that you focus on, or
no,
not part of the business plan or strategy?
No, not at this point. Not to say it won't be in the future, but because we're a performance dealership, obviously. So
what does that mean?
We like stuff that goes fast, right? That's got a lot of horsepower.
That's what you mean by performance vehicles. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if the opportunity presents itself, but it's not something we're actively seeking. We're not actively seeking the classic hot rods right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a, I guess, kind of a hobby.
Now, here's a question that came from a consumer. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's a friend of mine that was asking me about it. If I am someone who wants, like what you said, your dream truck was a 79 F100, Ford F100 truck. I have an idea of what I want on a pre-owned side. And I go to GaryCrosleyFord.com and I don't find it in the inventory, right? Can I call or talk to a specialist and will you guys go find that vehicle for me?
Yes.
Yes. That is how it works.
Yes is a short answer. Yep.
Yes is a short. Let's get into the long answer.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of times some people will put themselves in a position to buy something that they not necessarily wanted in the first place. They just kind of like, I look at it as we learned in an earlier episode about new vehicles where you don't necessarily have to buy off the lot, the inventory that's on the lot. You can go in and you can build your own vehicle for about the same amount of money it would cost, you know, off the rack, right? Or off the lot. So on the used car side, let's say that I want a 2010 Ford F-150, right? With some kind of a certain color, green, right?
Yeah.
Your team and you or whatever will go look. You don't have to buy off the rack, right?
No.
You'll go look. How do you go find that stuff? What do you do? Don't give away too many trade secrets. I don't want people to go and find their own vehicles. I mean, they need to use you.
Yeah, well, obviously, as a dealership, we've got the data, right? So we keep track of what we've sold to all of our clients in the past. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would do is go into our, we have a data mining tool, and I would dive into that and figure out, okay, let me find a 2010 F-150, first of all, yeah. right, that I've sold to a customer. The reason why I'd rather find it from one of our customers is because we've probably sold it to them, so it's been reconditioned by us once. And we probably have a decent idea of how they've taken care of that vehicle because we would have some service records on that vehicle, hopefully, as long as we sold it to a local customer and we've retained their business for service.
Okay.
So I can sell the customer a little bit better quality product. Or I know the car a little bit better, right? Now, if I can't find it there, there's different avenues. I mean, there's different marketplaces. There's cars.com. We can look at all the private listings. We've got a tool here called Viato, and through Viato, you can go into the backside of that and you can look at private listings. I mean, that's just one example. There's a ton of different avenues that we've got.
Does dealer trade also come up in that scenario?
Dealer trade would be for new cars.
Just new. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you can dealer trade used cars too. It's just a little bit more complex, right?
Gotcha.
It typically doesn't work out. Several reasons, but the biggest reason is, our standards for reconditioning here could be completely different from the other stores, right? So we go ahead and trade. Hey, looks like a great car. We get the car here. Well, they didn't do quite the inspection.
It's exactly when I was
a
kid, my mom's idea of how my room should be cleaned was a lot different than how I thought my room should be cleaned.
Exactly. That's a great analogy for sure.
Yeah. Mom doesn't think all the clothes should go underneath the bed.
Yeah. Right. I mean, used cars are a little bit more difficult to buy from dealer to dealer. But to answer your question, if a customer wants something specific, they should definitely give us a call because there's a good, well, for example, I had a good customer of mine, shout out to Kara for sending her brother to me. He was looking for a F-550 and we didn't have one on the lot. They're really hard to get right now.
Wow.
But I knew for
F-550.
But I knew we had a customer. Ryan Brim had a customer. Who's a salesperson here. He had a customer that was wanting to get rid of this 550 and had been trying to sell it. And I was like, hey, this could work out perfect. So I called Cody. I was like, hey, man, I said, I've got this truck. Here's some pictures of it. Would something like that work? He's like, that's exactly what I'm looking for to a T. And a 550 cabin chassis with this 12-foot box that this one's got is kind of a particular truck. And it just worked out, right? So had she not called, we never would have
happened.
It worked out great for both of us because we were able to sell a car, get a customer, and he was able to get the exact truck that he wants. That's virtually impossible to find right now, you know.
I want to go through that real quick. What are the F styles in the trucks? So an F-150, is that just a quarter ton truck?
That's a half ton.
Half ton truck. So mm-hmm. an F-150, what is a half ton? What does it mean to be a half ton truck? Is that the weight of it, or is it the weight that it pulls, or
it's kind of the payload really is where it really originated.
I don't even know what payload means, man.
Well, so how much weight you can haul in that vehicle.
Oh, okay. Right? So up to about a half ton of weight is what they're F-150, F-250?
Right. And then that's a 3/4 ton. Then you got 1 tons.
And
ton
that
and
would
a
be a 350?
Yep.
450 would be a ton and a half?
Yeah, that's when you start getting into the ton and a half. Yeah. And then it's...
What's this 550 you just did the trip? What is that? Is
similar
that
to a 450.
Seven elephants?
Yeah. It'll hold a lot of weight, right? So, I mean, they're obviously the higher the number you get, the more payload and towing capacities and, you know, the more capable those trucks are to...
So I grew up around a Ford two-ton dump truck.
Yeah.
Would that be like a 650, 550? Or does it doesn't even
matter? 2 tons, probably 650.
So, okay.
And I, you know, I'm not the best.
I didn't grow up. It wasn't like my mom just had one parked in the driveway. My family's in construction. So I'm just like.
Yeah. I mean, once you get past 450, that's kind of where I'm, you know.
I actually met that couple that bought that 550. They were leaning up against one of the showroom vehicles. Yeah. Was it 2 days ago or a day ago or something
Saturday.
Like that? Saturday. And, he said what he had bought, and I was like, curious what you do for a living, man, because it's a lot of weight.
He does a lot of hot shot stuff like that. So hot shot, somebody, you know, they just take loads. They're not semis, right? They're still trucks, but he hauls cars from the auction.
Payload
like
includes like the trailer and like being able to pull.
Your payload would include your tongue weight of the trailer. So however much of your trailer weight is being transferred to the actual truck itself.
Yeah. This is an interesting personal question that I have. I just realized. So my grandfather passed away in 2009, and he was a big Ford guy, right? And he had a new truck like every 4 years, and he had just gotten brand new Ford, or not brand new, but he was getting ready to get a brand new one, and he had a 2004, right? Passes away. Now this 2004 is still in my family. It's got 27,000 miles on it.
That's crazy.
It's cherry. I mean, it is. You can imagine. I mean, he's country like you, man. It just drives slow, take care of your things. I mean, constantly wiped it down, made sure it was cleaned up. Is that something that is there somebody out there like, I want a cherry green, I mean, cherry meaning like an excellent, excellent condition.
Yeah.
27,000 miles on it, 2004 Ford F-150.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, if you think about it, right? So let's just say that you didn't have that truck in your family still.
Mm-hmm.
And you caught yourself in the position where you're like, man, I'd really like to find a truck like Grandpa's old truck.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I mean? You're going to pay for that truck. You're going to find that truck. No different than the one I just bought that you were referring to, the 79. You know, the reason that truck is special to me is because my dad bought one almost identical to it, still uses it on the farm today. And he bought that truck brand new with 3 miles on it. And it's an F-250 single cab long bed. Which our plan is four-wheel drive and everything. Mine's just two-wheel drive. But the plan is to restore that truck. And my vision has kind of always been that truck pulling a trailer with my truck on it, you know, and Dad and I going to car shows together and sharing those experiences together. So that truck is worth more to me than it is the guy that doesn't have that experience. So I think, in my opinion, cherries, as you're calling them, there's always somebody out there looking for that, for sure.
And that's why used car prices always range. Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because to a guy just walking by that's looking for a truck, right? And it's like, hey, it's a low mileage 04. It's worth, you know, 10 grand. To me, you know, since like for you, for example, rather, since your grandfather had that truck, you know, that truck could be worth $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to you, right? Because if that's how much it means to you and it's got that much sentimental value, I mean, absolutely, it's worth more to you. So I think there's always a market for just about every single vehicle out there.
I'd like to do a little test with our used car manager, Tony Weber.
Right? Yeah.
What I like to do is, Todd, I'm feeling a little reminiscent of my past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that my very first vehicle, I mean, my very first was a 76 Mercury Cougar. We'll stay away from that. Let's go with my second. The one I drove mostly all the time through high school. Was a 1986 Ford Escort L.
Okay.
Do we think we can find one of those? Do you think Tony can do it? Can we put it on him and say, listen, we got somebody who's going to pay top dollar for a 1986 Ford Escort L?
I think that that would be a good challenge for Tony. But yes, to answer your question, yes, I think he could do it.
He could go on and he would try to find that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in decent condition, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know about those Escort Ls and how they held up after...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's not a whole lot of those left out there, but...
Can you believe that was almost 50 years ago?
Yeah.
A 1986 was almost 50 years ago.
Well, 86 would have been almost 40 years ago.
40 years? No. You're right. You're correct. You are correct. 40 years ago. Yeah. I was trying to put some more on there.
Getting close anyways.
So when it comes right down to it, if you have a vehicle that you're looking for, reminiscent, you know, maybe of your past or maybe something that you've seen in a movie, right?
Yeah. Eleanor. Well,
yeah, like Eleanor.
Yeah, take a look at that car. That car skyrocketed after that. You know?
Can call Todd here at Gary Crosley Ford, or I mean, you could go to your own franchise car dealership, but I don't think they have the same kind of sleuthing powers as what Todd and his team here have. And you can do that. You can ask and just see if you can find it. Yep. Right? Will you do it for other things too? Because you know, I've been hitting you up quite a bit that I've been obsessed with the small bean campers.
Yeah, I've been sending you a few of those.
So I'm looking for those as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so used car and also with used car prices, it's based on demand. That's a big thing in that, I guess, right?
Yeah, supply and demand.
Yeah, so if it's not really that, there's not a lot of 86 Escorts out there that are in demand, so maybe a really small price on it.
Yeah.
I may be able to get it for $700.
Yeah, you could.
But anyway, this has been Ask a Car Dealer. This is Todd Gentry, General Sales Manager at Gary Crosley Ford. You can reach him at Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y, at GaryCrosleyFord.com. And you're on Facebook and all the good things like that. Congratulations on your truck. Have you taken your daughters out for a ride in it, or are they nervous of the loud brum that it does?
No, I've taken them. The oldest thinks it's that old thing is what she calls it. And the 2-year-old, she's just kind of whatever. She's just happy to go along.
And I did meet your wife over the weekend. We were in a parade. Your wife seems like she was probably not amused at all of the loud truck.
No, but she
you seem like the child in the relationship, and she seems like the... Is that how it is?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's the one that has to keep you in, making sure you're not getting all crazy out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to...
But she's wonderful. Does she enjoy riding in the truck and old stuff like that, too?
Yeah, I keep her on her toes. I think she likes it.
That's good.
So, yeah, it's good.
That's good. Yeah. Well, if you're listening, was it Lisa? Not Lisa.
Sarah.
Yeah. Sarah, if you're listening, I was looking over Todd's shoulder, and he's been looking at another vehicle online. I think he's going to pull the trigger today and have that delivered. So, I'm just kidding. No, just kidding. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Joey.